But it's now time to talk to one of the greats, a man that's won two Caulfield Cups. He's looking for his third tomorrow afternoon. He's got a wonderful chance as well with the Danny O'Brien train, Vow and Declare. I speak of Craig Williams. Good morning to you, Craig. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Gareth.
Mate, first of all, I just want to give you a pat on the back because that piece of footage that Danny O'Brien presented on his social media platform was when you rode Vow and Declare in track work, and then having that insight when you talked to Danny O'Brien after the gallop was fascinating stuff. And I think racing needs to see a lot more of that. I loved it. Did you enjoy doing it?
Yes, Matt Harrington is Danny O'Brien's racing manager. To put it on there, and then he asked a few questions, and he wanted to get a little bit more of a personal approach to, for other people to view and see what goes on. And so it was his idea, and it was easy for us. We just do our work and had a camera on there, and he asked a few questions, and even my marketing team said that the feedback's been really good from it. So I think we'll start seeing a lot more of it, which is great. So everyone gets involved and sees exactly what's going on and gets the exhilaration and the feeling from the rider's perspective.
Vow and Declare's drawn barrier number 9 in the Caulfield Cup, and I was interested to hear you say to Danny O'Brien that, geez, he'll be hard to beat in that Caulfield Cup, but he'll appreciate Flemington better. In saying that, can he win the Caulfield Cup tomorrow?
Well, if he does win the Caulfield Cup, then we'll be all really looking forward to the first Tuesday in November. His first up, if he produces that type of run again, second up, then he's going to take a lot of beating, because that was an impressive run for a horse that looked to be in his first preparation, a really good out-and-out solid stay, which the stay we're always very confident with, but he really went another level to run like he did in the Turnbull first up.
Barrier number 9, is that a perfect barrier that you can assess in the early part and then hopefully get a nice run as they go past that winning post for the first time?
Yes, for a rider, I'd be delighted with that draw. Just makes a lot of things a lot more favourable for us. And we don't have to do too much, so depend on how he begins and what our instructions are and how the track's playing, and we have a lot of options, which is great from that barrier draw.
And how do you think the track will play? Obviously, hopefully the rain stays away. It is predicted a little bit there overnight and tomorrow. So far, looking out the window, it's clear skies, but if the rain does come, will that suit your horse?
Yes, it will. He's won on soft ground before, so... again, we can't control the weather, so if it rains, we get wet. If it doesn't, well, it's what it is. But one thing about these new tracks, especially Caulfield, that when they really need rain on the day, during the day, to really affect the outcome or the condition of the track, because they're really well maintained. The only interesting fact would be that this is the first time for maybe 15 years, 20 years, that the rail has gone back to the true position for the Caulfield Cup. So in last multiple years, it's been true for 1,000 guineas on the Wednesday meeting, goes out to 3, then it goes out to 6 for the Cup. So this is the first time for a long time that we race true, 10 back to true. So that will be interesting and different to how the track may be racing and playing in recent years.
You're a wonderful form student, Craig. Who's the horse to beat in your eyes?
I say the favourite, Finch looks... He's to be favourite. He's run the Turnbull, beat my fella home, and he's proven last year in the Melbourne Cup in that one preparation of being here, cup, two runs to Australia, what type of horse he is. So I would say that he's a deserved favourite, but the market tells you that it's a very, very open race. We're really interested to see the couple of international horses, yeah. Constantinople, and a couple of those other horses that race in the Ebor, He's had really good acceleration, and when he just got beaten at, I think it was a Cork, when I watched one of his replays, or Galway. So it's really, really interesting. And then, of course, it's an exciting Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, but most importantly, we start looking at these horses going to the first Tuesday of November, and then also horses that we haven't seen will step out then as well. So it's a really intriguing time of year.
In the Caulfield Sprint, you ride McLaren, his three-year-old for the Snowdons, and he's first up from a break. What are you thinking there?
He's had two solid trials, so he's ready to go. And what gives me a lot of confidence is the fact that they decided to run him against older horses. There's a lot of options for three-year-olds. So that the fact that they chose to run him in this race against older horses over the 1,000 metres tells me that they're very happy the way he's going. Even though it is his first wave going left-handed, when I watch his replays, he always seems to run out in Sydney. So I'd say he'd be one horse that looks like he will adapt really well to Caulfield, so I'm hoping that's the case.
In the Alinghi Stakes, Demerara goes around from a nice middle gate.
Back to Miss Garay, a big difference, and she's had a race of space, which looks like it goes really well for her form record. She's a winner, she's so competitive, and she's going to take a lot of beating in that race.
External Pride in the first race, this daughter by I Am Invincible, just keeps on winning for an informed barn.
Been very, very well placed, very, very well managed, and she just kept building up the confidence going. She was very solid. When she won the other day, she's had a gap between runs. She's quite a team going horse, so it's important that we get to manage her speed. But she does make her own luck when she races close to speed, and it'll take a good one to beat her the way she's going.
One of the great names, Tubby Two Tracks, goes around in the second race over the 1,400 metres, Craig.
Yeah, my young children thought the same, so I'm not too sure how they got the name reference. But it comes from an Adelaide form. Reference won on debut very impressively. First two runs, his preparation ran well, and his form, if she gets luck from the draw, she should make a presence count.
The Coney Storm's one of the roughies in the third for Lindsay Park.
Yeah, he's a hidden, taking on horses that are one. It's but he looks like if he was the most favourite, it'd be very hard to beat. So if we can utilise the barrier draw and have a bit of luck, then I'm sure he'll make his presence felt in that race.
And Savitano goes around in race number 10. She gets a wide gate to contend with here in the last race, which might not be bad after all by the time that race comes about.
Well, I guess that could be a positive looking at it. I look at her run style and say she's on speed, so I'm sure that the results going to how much work she has to do early to get to part of the track that we want to, which would be, I assume, I haven't spoken to them and haven't got an email yet, but I assume that she'll race forward like usual, but hopefully she doesn't have to work too hard, and if she doesn't, then she'll take a lot of running down.
So what's your best chance there tomorrow, Craig?
Yep, one of them, I hope.
Yep. All right, mate, you go on.
It's too hard to go through. You I like how you do that. We go through them all, and then you ask me what my best one. I'm pretty confident I can win the Seymour Cup the next day.
Oh, beautiful. That? I love it, brother. Hey, you go and get them, especially with Vow and Declare in the Caulfield Cup. We might back it in the Caulfield Cup and then onwards to the Melbourne Cup. Enjoy tomorrow. Thanks for your time, as always, and your insight.